Oh, Canada, my home and... Well, that's about all I know, folks. Welcome to the Rebel Room Canada edition. That's right, the UNLV basketball team preparing or leaving for its four exhibition game tour of Canada alongside Taylor Byrne, the UNLV beat writer, who is hours away from boarding a plane with Sam Morse, our worthy photographer, to document the trip to Canada. A lot of questions that they'll be, I guess, partially answered during the trip. And let's just start right there, Taylor. Will this be a good indication of what to expect when they start playing in November, or what are we going to know when the trip is over?
First of all, I'd say that was actually not that bad. You're singing there. That was,
yeah, I told you there's some things decent. I do good. Shower singing, Gatorade drinking.
Not everything's going to be answered. There are pieces missing from this. We all know that, big pieces, both physically and in the sense of what they could mean to this team this year. Anthony Bennett and Kem Birch both expected to be in attendance at some of the games, but they will not be able to play. For Birch, it's because he's ineligible until after the first semester. Bennett is good to go with the fall, but just couldn't get classes done in time. And then there's also Roscoe Smith, who, if for some reason his hardship waiver was cleared, tomorrow after the team had already taken off, he could still end up getting on a plane and joining them for some of the games. Don't count on that at all. This is just opinion, but I don't think he's going to be cleared for this year. It just doesn't look like it. But yeah, with what's coming in and what they have together, we are going to learn a little bit about this. Dave has talked for a long time about how important these practices were going to be and just the gelling factor. You've got a lot of new pieces that you're counting on. Only five basically returning scholarship guys, and only three of them played significant minutes, the other two being Carlos Lopez and Quintrell Thomas. And you're just going to throw out, Bryce Sean Jones, Caden Reinhart. Daquan Cook is going to get, is going to get some opportunities here to kind of prove himself a little bit. That's still, I see Cook as kind of a system guy who, maybe 2 years down the line could be something after you lock him up in a weight room for a while. But you're going to get to see these guys playing with the returners in games that, do mean something. They're playing some good competition up there, particularly the latter half of the games in Montreal. And you're just going to see how they all kind of come together. Does this, if they win them all and win them all by a landslide, throwing alley-oops, hitting a bunch of threes, does that mean that they're going to the Final Four? Absolutely not. But, you can take that as a sign that maybe they're a little further ahead of the game than you could reasonably expect them to be. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think there'll be some struggles, and I honestly think that's probably what's best for them long-term, is to work out in some of these games, get some different lineups in there, gel, just spend the time on the road together. I just came back from Ely, and that's what a lot of those players and coaches talk about. They're locked away with each other, in their case, for 10 days, and you just have to – it forces you to get along with everybody and to mold with everyone, and this is, a little bit of a similar thing.
Yeah, both UNLV football and basketball struggled to win on the road last year, so any kind of bonding, moving in a right direction – I'm all in favor for. Taylor, I guess let me play devil's advocate here on this Rebel Room podcast. We're going to learn a lot about the team. Bryce Deshaun Jones, Caden Reinhart, two obvious upgrades to the roster from last year. Clearly, Mike Mosier is going to be better, be playing more, I guess.
Is it? I don't think that's clearly. Because he's moving to a new position. That's not a he's had a year a
I
year
assume
more
he's going to progress a little bit to be announced how he is around the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my devil's advocate question though. The practices are great leading up to it. A chance for Reinhart and Jones and Mosier and Marshall to play together with Quintrell and Carlos and all that. But the fact that you're not having Anthony, Roscoe, and Kem there, is that hurt because now those guys are going to be behind, or because those guys are just so sick talent-wise, they're going to have to play, and now putting them in and adding them in might break what you've got going in Canada? Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, and I think I'll start it by saying, I don't know that it hurts, but it doesn't help, certainly. With Roscoe, I have no idea whether they're going to have him this year at all. At this point, I would say no. And so you're looking at the two pieces that you have to work in, which is Bennett and Birch. And with Kem, you always knew that that was going to be the deal. It's I think December 17th is scheduled to be his first game for them, and that's at UTEP. First home game will be you and I on the December 19th. So they play a few games before that, but he's in there for, you know, the big stretch of non-con. He's there for North Carolina, and he actually has basically, you know, a couple weeks to work with the team at that point before then. And so it works, you know, it's going to work for them in that respect. I don't think that hurts them, because they always knew that that was going to be the case with him. With Bennett, it does hurt more. You know, you fans wanted to see him. I honestly wanted to see him with this team, see how he's working, see health-wise how he's doing, and just how he fits into the system, because he seems like he could be someone who, as a true freshman, comes in and averages a double-double in this league. But right now, you know, it's still all speculation. You know, these are exhibition games or practices, and all, so really we're speculating anyway. But it's at least it's something to grab a hold of, something to have eyewitness accounts, essentially. And you're not going to have that with him. And that's, you know, that's frustrating for a lot of people, Dave Rice included.
It is frustrating. But at the same time, it's not like these games would mirror a game in the regular season. He's going to
play around with lineups.
No doubt.
He's going to switch things up.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, he's going to. And I fully believe he's going to give Carlos and Quintrell as much opportunity as they have earned to, you know, to kind of prove themselves, because those are the guys who, you know, maybe once Kem and Anthony are in there, you know, where's their playing time? They both averaged, I think it was about 11 or 12 minutes last year. They want more. They're working for more, you know, and this is kind of a showcase for them a little bit too, is to see how they can
fit. It is. And
fit.
I think what's happened with those two guys is that UNLV has recruited over them. And
that's very possible.
You know, I think another way you could look at it is traditionally, in the last most recent years, UNLV's basically had one big and four guys kind of around them, depending on how you classify Mosier last year.
Say big, and also, you know, traditional centers in college basketball, is there's not many of them.
I think this gives you an opportunity, if you're UNLV, to go with a bigger lineup, where you could maybe at times next year go with a Bennett or Birch, parlay to a Lopez or Thomas, Mosier at the three, Jones at the two, and maybe Marshall, and that gives you a bigger lineup that you might need.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about this upcoming season.
Yeah, upcoming season.
Okay.
And so I think the ability for maybe Q or Carlos to even play the four a little bit could help him out, or to play the five and have Anthony play the four.
Yeah, and that's been the thing with Quintrell, and he's lost about 15 to 20 pounds, and he, in these practices, has been working out basically exclusively as a four, and there's a lot more running for him in Dave Rice's system. The four takes the ball out of bounds, so after made baskets and all that, you know, last year that was Mosier most of the time, and that's just fine because that dude's a gazelle a lot of the times. With Quintrell, he's had to work at it. He's had to find different spots on the floor, you know, but he's out there trying, and we'll see. That's one of the things I'm very interested to see with these games, is how those two particularly produce. And then obviously there's a lot of excitement around the guards / wings when you look at, you know, like a scoring guy like Caton or Bryce Jones.
Just lastly, Rebel Room podcast edition, kind of setting the table a little bit for the UNLV exhibition tour to Canada. Taylor, our photographer, Sam Morris, will be there the whole time. We're even going to do some things with our television affiliate over on KSNV Channel 3 locally via Skype. I guess the last thing for me, there's one guy in this pre-Canada tour who we've kind of not talked about. Your boy, Justin Hawkins.
Oh, yes.
He's
such a sturdy rock that you just always forget that he's there.
Great, probably the best defender they have. Probably. Arguably. Yeah. Debatably.
Is that arguably?
Yeah. Arguably the best defender they have. Real reliable. Already's graduated.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he's going to play 30 minutes a game.
Yeah. He can.
He can. He should.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's earned it.
Yeah. Sturdy guy. Quality guy. And somebody who's going to mix into the rotation. A lot of fun talk about UNLV hoop. We'll be here every step of the way. Any parting shots, Taylor? We want to give people about 10 minutes, and we're at that mark.
Well, yeah, and I just hope everybody follows along. LasVegasSun.com. We're setting up a special page for this. I'm excited to go up and see this. And obviously, it's a trip to Canada for me, and so that'll just be fun. But I want to see this team and, you know, the beginnings of what this season could be, because there's tons of hype and, you know, none of that is going to be answered or denied in this trip, but we can take some clues from
it. Yeah, and only one of the four games will be on internet, on the internet, I guess.
They're figuring that out right now.
It's going to be a weird thing, but Taylor's going to have his phone with him. He'll be on Twitter tweeting about the games. So make sure you follow him.
At Taylor Byrne, B-E-R-N.
Yes. And for Taylor, I'm Ray. Follow Taylor in Canada, UNLV, all day.